weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
A teenager with a rare genetic disease is making hospital love bundles for long-stay patients. Lucy Stafford has created, says here 75, I suspect she's probably going to tell me it's well over 100 by now, for young people since launching the project. Lucy, good afternoon. Hello, thanks
Hi,
for coming in.
Hi, nice to be here.
Yeah, you too. So what is, first of all, start at the beginning, what is a love bundle?
So,
and how do I get one?
So a hospital love bundle is basically a care package of hospital essentials. So things like comfy socks and things to do like little craft activities and little keychains to decorate a hospital room and greeting cards, just stuff to brighten up a hospital room and brighten up someone's day. And they're put in a little drawstring bag and posted all across the country to 13 to 21 year olds who are either frequently admitted to hospital or have spent a really long, a long time in hospital. And yeah, so.
And you say young people who've frequently been in hospital, that's something that you've had to go through over the, I'm guessing some considerable time. Described in my notes as a rare genetic disease. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
So basically, I have a condition called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and it essentially means that my body can't produce the protein collagen as it should do. And collagen is a connective tissue, which is makes up around 90% of your body, so you can get symptoms everywhere. What's particularly got me into hospital for a long time is my gastrointestinal system. I'm essentially, it's shut down, so I'm now fed into my heart through a line. So over the last year or so, I spent about 150 nights in hospital. So, and on my most recent admission, which I just got discharged from last week, I just decided to do something to help others in a similar situation.
I was going to say, I guess you've had a lot of time just sort of sitting around and thinking and looking perhaps at other people in similar situations and to a certain extent being, dare I say, bored over some of the time yourself.
Definitely. I mean, Netflix gets old after not long. I do know quite a few other people in this situation. And I know, just how isolating it can be. So and it's really keeping me busy, keeping me doing something and really helping my recovery, getting me out of bed in the morning, which
and I'm wondering if that's what's needed, both from the perspective of keeping yourself occupied and you're keeping yourself occupied by arranging little packages for people who can then be occupied with those packages.
Yeah, because I've realized since being in hospital is that when you're in hospital you really don't need grand massive gestures to cheer you up. You don't need massive great presents and for people to come visit you all day. You don't need much. You just need a little something to be someone's thinking of you, you're doing a great job, and just when you've had a bad day and doctors are saying things and whatever, you just need something to look at and be I'm not alone, I'm doing great, and just...
Yeah. So how does it work? You're saying you're dispatching the bundles across the country. You've got some sort of mini mail order business that you've set up online, have you?
There's an application form on the website, and that's being spread around Instagram and social media. And so people can apply for their own packages, or you can nominate a friend or family member who's been in hospital. And so I get a mix of applications for people through their own and nominations. And then we're just working through the list and getting them out.
I was going to say, do you have a sort of a backlog developing possibly in all of this?
We're getting a lot of applications, but nothing we can't handle just yet.
It's still sort of the manageable level.
Yeah.
Are the bundles individually created, or how does that side of things work?
On the application form, I asked for things like favourite colours, any allergies, whether you can eat or not, and stuff like that, any particular favourite. So then if there is a specific thing that I have, I get quite a lot of people saying they like colouring, so I send an adult colouring book to them. And so as much as possible, so I can make sure that their socks are the right colour and that kind of thing. So just to make...
Or fit, I suppose, is the other issue. Well, they've got small feet like me, you'd be in trouble.
So as much as possible, I try and make it a little personal and write little cards to them and stuff. So,
Yeah.
That's brilliant. That's and in terms of who's helping you with this, is it just you, or have you got friends, family roped in?
Well, my mum's basically postwoman, because getting out to the post office is a bit tough for me at times, so she does that. But I mean, it is mainly me doing all the background bit of it. But no, I have friends around packing up and stuff, and also I'm getting donations for the packages.
I was going to say sourcing the materials. Yes. Where, you know, if you want to send somebody, you know, a nice pair of socks, I don't know, where do you find them from? A nice, say, if you want nice fluffy socks, a fluffy stripy one, you might have to spend a bit of money on them.
Well, I'm going mainly through the donations I receive from just giving through money donations. I go on wholesalers, so I can completely bulk buy. I must sound crazy, I ordered like hundreds of pairs of socks at a time and that kind of thing. And then also I get donations from really kind businesses, and so I've had all sorts of things like greeting cards and little bracelets and like cosmetic bags, that kind of thing, and little hair bows. Like, we can make use of pretty much anything lying around. So, and individuals have donated spare things they have lying around at home to me, which has been really, really helpful and really lovely, and a really great way to get your business out there too.
Absolutely. So, and is there a cost for the recipient? Do they make a donation if they want to?
We say, like, donations do keep the project going, but to the recipient, absolutely not. No, like, if they can, great, but there's no
And social media, that seems to have been quite an important part. It's are there... I noticed, for example, here, you know, we have a Facebook account, we do Twitter, and it sometimes depends on which show it is as to, for example, where the action is. So for example, we've got a show called The Kip of the Cat Show, which is 78. So all the action there seems to be on Facebook, whereas Flavour, our Saturday morning food programme, it's Twitter. And so I'm wondering if there's a particular medium, or that might simply be age-related, perhaps.
I've really started on Instagram, mainly, and following accounts and people spreading the word through me on there. And so, Instagram and Facebook as well. I do have a Twitter account that's not really in too much use right now, but, Instagram's my main one, and that's where most of the updates go. And it's really been amazing how much you can get stuff going through social media. I mean, I was lying in my hospital bed, could barely move myself, but I was getting this word out to so many people, and it was amazing, like, the response you can get just by putting out a few posts and having a little chat about stuff online.
That has to have been the one of the little things, really, of how, you know, life changes, and the ability now, if you are in the position of being in hospital, that you can get access to social media and just keep up with, okay, you'd probably rather be with your friends all the time, but you can bring them to you through social media, and as you're doing here, getting the word out on the love bundles.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for me, social media's been a lifesaver. Like, when I'm at home and stuff, I can always, like, video chat my friends and stuff, even if they can't come visit, then, like, works out fine. Like, but yeah, like, it's really amazing how great it is to, particularly when you are in a position where you are isolated from a lot of people for a long period of time, how far your message can get. But yeah,
no, very much so. Well, Lucy, look, I hope this continues to go well for you. If people either want to donate, or perhaps they know somebody who's in hospital who might appreciate a love bundle, where do we need to send them to?
The best place is probably the website, has all the details on, which is www.hospitallovebundles.com. And it's one word, so nice and easy.
Okay, no, that's super. Lucy Stafford, thanks very much for coming in to speak to us.